Well, I've known him a long time. I mean, going back to the 70s, when I was first running for office, he did a couple of the little events and stuff back when he was, had a band and all that. I couldn't back him as when he ran the independent for governor, and I thought he ran a terrible campaign. But he came to see me early this year, I guess it was, to talk about this race, mm-hmm. and talking about, them saying he was a Democrat and he had really goofed up last time, and was going to run as a Democrat. And I said, I didn't know if he was serious or not, that I thought that was going to be, his big problem, with the activists and then as well as the general public. I mean, is this guy actually running to be in office and to govern? More recently, I asked him I said he ought to think about other possibilities, land commissioner, ag commissioner, but there were these terrific offices that had the ability to do a whole lot of good and the ability to do many of the things he was telling me that he was interested in, economic development things, helping low-income folks, rural people, et cetera, environmental energy issues. He wanted to call me something, so I was an advisor, which meant that he had to buy the beer when we talked. So I don't know that I was an advisor, and we didn't talk all that often. When Bill White began to think about making the switch, I was for that. I thought we needed. I thought he would be with his Houston base, his money connections, but also his populist roots, which he went out of his way to teach me about. Meant a lot to me, and so I thought he could be a good, strong lead candidate for a strong ticket, and that's what I pitched to Bill, let's do what Maddox and Ann and Morrow and I did back in 82 when we ran. We forged an alliance with Bill Hobby and Lloyd Benson, and we became the grassroots buzz, creating the excitement. And then they helped to they put money into a unified campaign, and we all won. I've been arguing for a long time two things. One, the Democrats have got to put forth candidates that have some ability to excite people and to rally them around the populist issues that they actually care about. And then the other thing is that they need to have not one, but a number of good candidates. And I think we might do that this time. So when Kinky came back to me and said he was interested in switching, and that he was interested in ag commissioner, but he was concerned, well, what does it do? He'd done some study of his own, but he wanted to hear me. And we had done a lot, the organic certification program, the energy use, wind energy and stuff that we got involved in back in the 80s. The direct marketing, farmers markets that are now popular everywhere, but didn't exist, back then. They existed years ago, but they'd gone out of style. We help communities organize them, and they work, and they're still going. I'm crazy. The other thing about Kinky that excites me about this shift is he is totally committed to being a team player. He wants to know and even campaign with Bill White and the others, say Bill White's the nominee, whoever the nominee is, but to try this team effort. And Kinky, of course, will bring an enormous amount to the ticket. One, he is funny and does get people excited, but two, he's got a he's got a bass that just automatically adds, I don't know, it's 5 to 10%, something in that range, that'll come to Boat because of him, and will be in that and can be brought on board for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings some strings that most people don't, you know, have a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, he's just this humorous guy, but he brings some real strengths and reaches out to some people that, you know, that just straight-line Democrats are not going to reach.
So you don't think of him as a novelty candidate?
No, I do not. And if he is, then I'm not interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made that clear to him. And he's not interested in it, or he's certainly saying that. And the fact he made this shift, that he saw that, you know, that governor thing wasn't going to work and that he could add something. I'm encouraged. I think he's an asset to the ticket. I think he can win. And most importantly, I think he'll do a hell of a job. You don't have to be a farmer. If you own land, that's what the law is that Rick Perry put in. If you own some farm land, so the president, the CEO of Exxon, you know, who's probably got a, you know, ranchette somewhere, he's qualified. There's no qualification issue whatsoever. In fact, he lives on a ranch, you know, out in the Kerrville area.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of work in the rural areas. He's actually going to be stronger in the rural areas than people can possibly imagine. And you know, I own no farmland. I owned no ranch land. I was not a farmer. I made that clear when I went out and campaigned in rural areas and with farmers. When I first ran, that requirement wasn't there. I think Perry put it in, if I recall. But it's not even constitutional. I mean, basically, you can run for any statewide office. And, you know, essentially, if you have a pulse, you know,
uh-huh.
and have an address in Texas, you know.